It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Glad you could join me today. Big Friday episode. Actually, it's a short one. This is a busy time for one of my other businesses this time of year is. So episodes are going to be a little shorter until fall, but we will still be here, of course. Would not let you down. Never. All right. Today is May 17th, 2024. Glad you could join me. Hope you had a good week. Let's kick off the weekend right, and that is right here at the Lunch Show. Let's jump right into the birthdays, shall we? Trent Reznor, 58, 9-inch nails. Derek Ho, or Hugh, he's on Dancing with the Stars. He's 38. And that's it for birthdays. Not a big list. We've got an awesome set of historical stories for you. So I like today's picks here. 1996, Bill Clinton signed Megan's Law. That was definitely a good thing to do, I believe. In 1939, the first televised sporting event in the U.S., a collegiate baseball game between Princeton and Columbia. That was on NBC. In 1875, the first Kentucky Derby was run at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky, and the winning horse was Aristides. And in 1972, meeting on what is now Wall Street in New York City, 24 businessmen took the initial steps to forming the New York Stock Exchange. That is super cool stuff right there, I must say. All right, let's jump into the news here. That's what we're here for, really, aren't we? This one from ABC News. U.S. Coast Guard says Texas barge collision may have spilled up to 2,000 gallons of oil. Yeah, that's not good. That's never good. It doesn't, in the world of oil spills, it doesn't sound massive, but it's still not good. I guess the barge broke free from a tugboat, causing it to crash into the bridge. Wonderful. That was near Galveston, Texas. That sucks. TMZ, Ben Affleck leaving LA home. He's been staying at amid J-Lo's split rumors. Oh, no. Who could have seen this coming? Oh, dear. Apparently, they're both still wearing their rings. But it has been since March that they've been seen together. So that's not looking real promising there. Oh, well. They had two good runs. Here's one from Newsmax. Judge to rule on Alec Baldwin bid to avoid Russ trial. I want to just read a couple article or paragraphs on this. That would probably be the easiest way to deliver the information. A New Mexico judge was expected to rule on Friday whether to throw out the involuntary manslaughter case against actor Baldwin in the 2021 shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins during filming of the Western movie Rust. Baldwin's lawyers have filed motions to dismiss his indictment, alleging prosecutorial misconduct, a failure to show the actor committed a crime, and destruction of evidence during testing of the gun Baldwin was using during a rehearsal on the film's New Mexico set. So, yeah, hopefully the judge laughs at that and says the trial must go on. Yeah, because we all know. I mean, that was Baldwin's baby. That was his. He owned the production company. It's like Baldwin Productions or something. So, yeah. No, you've got to be adjudicated, Alec Baldwin. New York Post, cocaine found on floor at Capitol Police headquarters in, quote, heavily trafficked area. I think the first thing would be in the investigation would be to see if Hunter Biden has been in that building anytime recently. Fox News, inmates accused of whacking Whitey Bulger in prison agree to plea deals. These guys were actually the whackers, we'll just call them, were mafia hitmen. He had it coming, according to those guys. And I guess they spent like 4 years in the hole after that whacking. So, yeah, they spent 4 years in the hole. That couldn't have been fun. I think that's like 23 or 4 hours a day in a little cube, basically, with a sink. I don't know. But apparently, Whitey Bulger only lasted 12 hours at that prison. But he was vulnerable. He chose to be in the general population of the prison. So, you know, he could have had more protection, I believe. But yeah, we'll see what happens there. They didn't say what the plea deal was because those guys all were in there for life. They may have made a deal to avoid capital punishment, in all honesty. So they did mention that in the article. We'll see. We'll see. I will report as it is reported. Naples Daily News. Killer whales attack boats off Europe. Could the same thing happen in Florida? That is true. Another sailboat has been sunk by killer whales in the Strait of Gibraltar. And this is like the fifth one in just the past couple of years. And as a boat builder, I can tell you it's pretty crazy considering how strong these boats are. I mean, I don't know if these orcas don't feel pain. Or I mean, they're sinking boats. The damage that has to be done to do that, it's just a tremendous amount of force. And I guess they don't feel pain or something. I don't know. But the headline says, could this happen in Florida? I think they like colder waters. I don't think orcas are really seen around Florida. So I don't know. Probably not going to happen around Florida. Hopefully that helps that author of that article there. All right, folks, we got one left, and it's good news. It always is here at the Lunch Show, always has been, always will be. But before we get to that, I just want to say, please subscribe to the show on whatever platform you're on. So here we go. This one's from Good News Network, of course. They're pumping out the news. I will say that. I get news from several places, and in some of them they're not putting out news story. Good News Network does. I mean, it's not political. I can tell what their political affiliation is, but it's not really political news. So that's what's really cool about it. The world's largest vacuum to suck up carbon emissions begins operating in Ireland. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, that's cool. I think they're also called scrubbers. So I'm like, well, that's cool, but wait a minute. How do they power this thing? I guess it's carbon neutral. I forget what the power of it was. Maybe it's a windmill. I don't know, but they said it's carbon neutral. So maybe solar or something natural. But they collect all this carbon from the atmosphere and they bury it deep into the earth. So, yeah, I mean, I'm all about cleaning our environment. I don't want to choke ourselves out. I'm not really worried about climate change. I'm worried about suffocating, in all honesty, or poisoning our oceans and waters. And that's the stuff I'm concerned about. So, yeah, that is an episode, folks. I'm going to call it right there. I hope you all have a good weekend. Don't be an idiot and go out driving drunk. It's not worth it. You know that. But some of you are still going to do it statistically, you know. So until Tuesday's episode, keep pressing on in your life. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.